This is our awesome podcast.
With Holly and Adam and maybe a guest.
We talk about things, we talk about stuff.
We talk until we've had enough.
Listen to our awesome podcast.
All you have to do is not turn it off.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. Full disclosure, second time we're recording this.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha, we recorded like...
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly. Like
we're
10...
We're awesome.
Like 10 or 15 minutes
I'm just
already.
Pretending that didn't happen.
Yeah, well, I'm upset because now we have to rant about how much we hated X-Men all over again.
So, we had a snack that you missed.
The snack was a pink lady apple and some cheese sticks.
Yeah, and it was pretty good.
It was a good snack, so... Pretend that you heard us eat an apple and some cheese sticks.
Oh, those apples were so good.
Actually, we're good.
They were
$1.49 at Whole Foods. We live in Seattle now.
Seattle of Washington.
Seattle of Washington.
Yeah.
This is Adam's first podcast from Seattle of Washington.
This is my first podcast from Seattle of Washington.
And so far, not a positive experience.
Oh, well, just because we don't have the...
That's fine. Yeah,
we're watching
don't...
a movie with Iggy Pop and David Bowie.
Except it's not Iggy Pop and David Bowie. It's like fake Iggy Pop and David Bowie.
It's fake Iggy Pop and fake David Bowie.
Yeah, it's Ewan McGregor and some other guy.
Yeah. And Ewan McGregor's trying to be American, but he's clearly
not. It's working out for him. Like, we all know he's not.
Yeah. Well, and also his accent is very not American.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We all know he's not American.
I think he has other movies, like, in different...
Where he was American?
Where he was American.
Did it better, maybe?
Possibly.
Or maybe not. That reminds me of X-Men Apocalypse, where they just keep casting British characters as people. Number one miscasting of this movie is Sansa Stark, or whatever
the fuck her real name is,
as Jean Grey.
They could have gotten any other teenager.
Yeah, she doesn't like have the right emotions or face or something for it. It just doesn't work.
She seems too tragic.
Yeah.
It just has that tragic
look.
Like,
even when she smiles, and maybe it's because we're already tainted with her having a lot of tragedy
with her
as being
Sansa
a
Stark,
but even
you
still.
You mean, those Starks are fine.
Yeah, there's like a couple left.
I mean, Arya's, what? Oh, should we do Game of
Thrones?
Oh,
I mean, we haven't really been watching Game of Thrones. You watched a little bit of it.
Yeah, I know that they, I'm not even going to say it.
Some stuff happened. There was a big spoiler that made people sad.
And they put it all over the internet.
It's all over the internet.
And I was like, oh, thanks, internet.
Yeah, the internet's getting really bad about not putting spoilers, like, in the titles of stuff.
Yeah. They're like, you won't believe what they did to your favorite character.
I'd be like, well, it's Game of Thrones, so...
I know what they did.
It's a pretty clear cut.
And the picture of the character you put there gives it away.
Or maybe the phrase that everyone keeps saying that I can maybe figure out because I'm an adult person who speaks English.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, Game of Thrones. I stopped watching. I know you want to keep watching, but
I've been watching this season. I tried to download it, and then they got mad at me for downloading it.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that, and you really shouldn't in our new place. Cause,
yeah,
like,
well, we're just going to have to...
It's right in our lease that
we're just
going
to have to buckle
there.
Down and get a subscription for HBO Go so
we
I can watch Game of Thrones.
Reminder that we have a Patreon.
We have a Patreon.
Which would actually not be used to pay for HBO Go.
No, it would be used to pay for our...
Podcasting fees. It's Aha Podcast. Search it on Patreon.
Yeah, or if you go to our Twitter, it's the pinned tweet.
Oh!
I did that.
You pinned a tweet.
I pinned it
Look
on
at
our,
that.
On
I
kind of
forgot you could do
Twitter.
That. I could probably pin a page,
it's
but I don't
at
know,
Aha
Facebook.
Podcast.
Figure out how to pin that page. Share it on the Facebook.
I have no idea.
Does anybody even look at our Facebook? I don't know.
If you've looked at our Facebook, let us know on Facebook.
Yeah, you can just like it. It's a really quick...
Mm-hmm.
Like,
or you
it's
can
not,
just post on the Facebook
it's
page
low
and say,
stakes.
Hey.
Like, you don't have to do much if you just like it.
Yeah.
That's all.
We had a new view on our Facebook page.
Did we? One new view.
One
it was
new person.
Probably me from Seattle instead of Great Horns.
New people. It's every day we get new people that
every
know about
day.
It. Every week, at least.
I'm going to not tell my coworkers about it for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't seem like the kind of peoples who would enjoy this.
Yeah, and you already talked shit about them on the last weeks.
Well, even if I hadn't, I can't... I don't know that I talked shit so much as I'm not the same kind of person.
Oh, we should apologize for not having a podcast last week.
Oh, yeah. Adam was just about traveling. He was in a hotel. I was here. I was busy. My work week's getting way quicker, so we weren't able to record one last week.
I have
an
idea.
What?
I think I've figured out. I have some basic plot or ideas for a time machine in my head. So maybe in like...
You're like a store manager. You don't know how to build a time machine.
Maybe in like 100 years or something when I figure it out. We'll go back so we don't miss a week.
That's never going to happen.
We'll see.
No, for real. Like, we'll be dead by then.
All right, well, maybe like 20 years. Like 20 years. We'll be going, all right, we know we missed this week.
Well, I think if you build a time machine in 20 years, we have bigger priorities than going back to record a podcast.
I don't know. This is kind of important that we do it every week.
That's true. We haven't missed one since we started back up again last, like, February or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Every week. We've got to do it.
Week. Yeah, what else have we done? We went to the zoo twice this weekend.
We did go to the zoo twice.
Because it's Memorial Day 2016, and we went to the zoo on Saturday.
And we bought a yearly membership to the zoo so we could go see Skyanna, who is our porcupine.
We haven't seen her yet.
We saw her. She was backing out of the hole.
Okay, here's what happened with the porcupine. We were very excited to go see the porcupine. We went to the porcupine habitat hole place. She wasn't there. We saw her back her butt out of, like, the hole.
Uh-huh. And then she changed her mind.
And then she was, like, 3/4 of the way out, and she's like, nah, and she went back in. That was it.
That was the best thing that happened at the zoo.
And the first day we went, it was a little bit rainy and kind of chilly, and the orangutans kept, like, getting their blankets, because they're cold.
Because
they just go grab a blanket to be warm. And I was like, oh, man.
Who doesn't like
blankets? I wanted a blanket. I like blankets.
Yeah, it's recording. Oh, good.
Yeah. I'm touching the screen every once in a while.
Because last time it just stopped for no reason.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's because the screen fell asleep, so I'm just going to keep touching it occasionally. Thank you.
I just keep touching you so you don't fall asleep.
Okay, I don't know if that would work. It probably would. You'd probably fall asleep first, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You usually do. Yesterday, we went to a baseball game.
Mm-hmm. We saw the Seattle...
Fishermen.
Ship captains.
Fishermen. Seattle Fishermen versus the Minnesota two of them.
This is Minnesota two people that look the same.
And the Minnesota's won.
Yeah.
And it was... We had, like, some of the farthest away... Like, the only worse seats than the ones we had were the ones that were in bleachers. Like,
I thought they were pretty good seats, though.
Yeah, I just think that there's not bad seats in the stadium.
Yeah, you can see... Because you can see
pretty
clearly.
You can see pretty well what was going on. I mean, you can't tell the difference between, a strike and a ball from there, but I can't anyway.
You can see the guys running around and swinging their bats.
They kept getting hit by pitches. There were, like, 4 or 5 times the batter got hit by pitches.
Yeah, those Minnesota two guys that looked the same were...
Well, no, the Mariners threw some hit pitches once, I think. Most of them were
Minnesota. It was the bad guy Minnesota...
Well, they won, and they were the ones I was rooting for.
Bad guys lost. I mean, bad guys won.
The
bad
people.
Guys are the ones who wear the, the colored shirts.
Yeah.
And then the white shirts are the good guys.
Oh, the coloreds are bad?
Yep. You know how it works in the world.
Oh, boy.
Well, if you have, like, a dark-colored shirt, you're bad.
The best thing about going to the Mariners game, though, was when their cool guy came out. His name was, like, Dae-Ho Lee.
Yeah, Dae-Ho.
And they just, like, Dae-Ho, and they, like, cheer for him, and it sounds real cool.
He's a Japanese. Yeah, I think he was Korean. That sounds like a Korean
name. That sounds like a Korean name. He didn't seem Japanese at all. I just thought it was cool. We went to a baseball game, and then
we didn't get garlic fries.
We didn't get garlic fries, you guys. We really wanted garlic fries.
We were struggling.
They smelled so good.
Like, everybody was getting garlic fries. Apparently, they're, like, a big deal in Seattle. Like, you got to get garlic fries if you go to a baseball game.
And we didn't. And I still a little bit regret it.
No. We could make them at home. I have garlic salt.
Well,
we
here's
have
the
potatoes.
Thing, though. We're not going to be able to make them like that.
Well,
and the only way we're
going
to be able to get them is to go back to a baseball game.
You don't know. You don't know.
You're right.
Yeah. If we make them, they're probably better than what they had. They'd probably just smell like garlic, and that's all you need.
No. They were cupped. They had so much garlic on them, though.
I know. Whoever ate those, their spouses are going to be mad.
Well, I mean, unless everybody ate garlic, and then it's
and
fine.
Then they're all just like, ugh, why did we do that? Everything
like,
smells
we
like garlic.
This
their dog
much.
Is going to be
they've,
so mad
they've
at
been,
them.
They've been, like, sweating garlic for the next 2 days. You know how, like, when you caramelize onions, you just kind of smell like onions
for a couple days?
Time. I expect it's like that.
Yeah. I'm glad we did that, though.
Yeah, me too.
It was fun.
You weren't committed at first once you found out the price of the tickets.
But it's a once in a lifetime.
We're probably never going to go back. But we did it.
But we did go to the zoo twice this
weekend. Well, that's because, okay, the thing about the zoo is that daily admission is $20 a person, right? Or annual pass good for 365 plus days. $50 a person.
I mean, it's probably more like $360 because I'm sure they're not open on Christmas.
They're closed 2 days of the year.
Okay.
And it goes till May 31st, so we actually got a few extra days.
Nice.
Yeah.
And we've already paid for...
We've
paid for 4/5 of our
membership passes. We go one more time, and we've already paid for it. So.
And I'll probably go there this week.
And, well, the thing is, we... our new apartment is really close to the zoo, like a mile from the zoo. Which, a mile in Seattle, that's kind of misleading. It's not like it's a mile of walking on flat roads. It's a mile of hills, and that's...
But there's a bus
that goes to... But yeah, there's a bus that goes directly to it, so...
Because all we have to do is walk over Aurora... And then the bus stop is right there.
Yeah.
And then that just goes up to 54.
We're getting good at taking buses.
Yeah.
We don't miss them. When we actually have a bus
to catch. I have to buy my bus pass, my monthly bus pass tomorrow because it starts the next day.
Oh, you could have bought it today. I told you that.
Remember how
I told you? Well, I don't know if you can do it online.
Well, I'm going to do it.
Well, we'll do it later.
We'll do it
after the podcast.
Okay.
We don't need to live buy a bus ticket.
It's like.
Remember that one time we live bought some. Things from eBay, like,
they're awesome.
It wasn't our best moment.
Our little podcasting. Girl ones. That wasn't
else?
Our best moment.
What else has happened?
We learned a lot about Parmigiano Reggiano.
We did. We watched like a whole day of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives today, which I hate that show, but we watched it anyway. And then we watched 4 straight hours. I think
they were
hour long. Maybe they were half hour. We watched 4 straight episodes of Guy Fieri and his son in Europe. That was it. Like, he took his son to Europe as a graduation present. But they aired the whole show in a row.
Yeah, it was 4 episodes in like 7 countries or whatever.
I think it was just Guy Fieri Day and Memorial Day today. Yeah. Like, I don't think that was a new show. I think that was a rerun.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea how old his son is or whatever.
So. No, they referenced 2015 a couple times.
Oh, okay.
So I think it came out last year.
Sure. But then they went to Parma in Italy to see Parmigiano Reggiano being
made.
They
made cheese that sits around for 2 years.
And then when
make cheese, it takes like 10 minutes and then it sits around for 2 years.
I think it takes like a while.
They filled it up with the milk, right? And then they put the rennet in and it was like 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, they put it in there, they have to heat it up, and then they put the rennet in, and then they wait 12 minutes, and then they have to like...
That's true, they have to like...
They have to
wrangle
it up, and that's like 10
minutes. And then they have to dry it for a while. They gotta like let it.
They gotta dry it for like a month.
No, they gotta like let it drip out. They don't do that for a month.
Oh, yeah.
And then they leave it in salt water for like a month, and then they put it in storage for like two to three years.
2 to 3 years, and then it's done.
We can buy that here.
Yeah,
we can buy.
I think it was like $18 in a pound.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
We found what our local grocery store is going to be in the new apartment when we get there.
Yeah.
And it's a little pricey because it's like an independent little grocery store, but they got some good stuff. They had burgers there.
And they played good music.
I was excited about that. Yeah, they did play good music. It was really weird.
They played like Cake and Modest Mouse in the grocery store.
And there was What's His Face too. That guy you like, Mike Doty.
Oh, they played Soul Coughing
and
Cake and Modest Mouse in the grocery store in the 12 minutes we were in there.
Yeah. We went to the grocery store right after we came out of the movie store.
The DVD rental
store. It's the DVD rental place, and it is the hipsterest shit.
Oh, it was so great.
It's just got all the movies.
I don't understand what hipsters are.
Okay, so hipsters are people clinging on to DVDs.
Really? DVDs are cool, though.
They are, but I bet there's not that many movie stores around. I'm pretty sure the DVD rental's limited to probably just that one.
Yeah.
I think what was hipster about it is a lot of, like, independent movies. Maybe it's not just hipster, it's just, like, weird, niche, independent movies. I hadn't heard of, like, 2/3 of the movies in that place.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they had, like, an international section. They had, like, a whole Kurosawa
row. They had, like, 3 international sections.
The whole top row
was
Kurosawa.
They had an English, like, England section.
English accents.
English accents.
That's
section.
What you're into. You are totally into that.
I know I'm into that, but it's weird to have in a store.
And it's right by the entrance.
It is.
You're like, this is my jam.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
You're totally a hipster.
There were like a bunch of shows there. Am I?
Yeah.
Maybe.
If you like the hipster video store, you're a hipster.
Maybe.
You're just.
We didn't even find out how much rentals were.
You're so cool that you don't. You're like. Post beer.
I'm post.
Like they think beer is cool. You're like
everything here is beer. It's just beer. Everyone brews their own beer. There's microbreweries. Throw a stone. It's like people see Seattle as a place where there's coffee and coffee shops on every corner, but I don't think that's true anymore.
No,
I think it's breweries now. is what it's all about. Yeah, there's a lot of coffee, but...
Well, coffee was a big deal when Starbucks was new.
Yeah, but...
I think that was people's, like...
Yeah, if your...
Perception.
If your perception of Seattle is still coffee... Like mine was.
My perception of Seattle is music.
Well, that's grunge music. You're from the 90s.
Yeah, like 91 was like the best time in music.
Yeah, boy, I sure know what you mean.
You weren't even alive.
I was two.
I was 11, and that's like when you start liking music.
It's true. It's when you start to figure out there's music other than whatever your guardian has been listening to.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Patsy Cline and Johnny Cash.
Mine was a lot of Reba McEntire and Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Trisha Yearwood.
Well, I mean,
Tim McGraw, Faith Hill.
Would listen to, like different, like, he liked Megadeth.
Your brother was, he probably helped you music. Know about music. Well, because he was just older than you.
Yeah, he had, I don't like the same music that he likes.
Yeah.
By most, like, there's a few bands that we both like Acid Bath I really enjoy. But he got way into, like the super heavy, like, death metal stuff. And
yeah.
I don't get it.
People should come visit us in Seattle.
Yeah, we have,
We won't have a place for you to stay, but
we have a couch. Love seat.
We have, like... Oh, by the way, we've had a full couch in this, like, apartment hotel thing we're living in, and it has been great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really great. So we've never had a full couch since we've been together. We've only had, like, a love seat.
My wife, Holly, is very jealous of this super awesome leather couch.
I don't want this couch, but I want a couch. Like, I've begun to realize
Should we do a crack-a-pack?
Yeah! Oh, we should talk about your draft.
Oh, yeah. So I went to Card Kingdom, which is the local game store here to play Magic.
A local game store. There are a number of them, but that's just the one you went to.
The local game store.
The local game store, okay.
And we bought, because it was Memorial Day, they were having a sale.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, was it 15% off all the games?
Yeah.
15% off. So we bought Codenames, which is a game that we love. We played it over Christmas, I think it was.
Yeah, it was with Andy.
With Andy. And we just had a blast playing that, so we're like, we should get that. It was 15% off. It was like $17 after the discount.
Yeah.
And then we got another game, because there was like a $5 games table, so we got one called Cherry Picking, and that one's a lot of fun, too. It's a German card game.
Yeah, we went with a German game, because they just tend to make solid games.
Yeah, Germans know what's up with games.
Oh, yes. Oh, by the way, I'm eating more string cheese.
Oh, we need to have more of a snack.
Because string cheese is really good.
Oh, you know what? Can you get me a glass of water?
Yeah, and
I'll have a glass of water.
You have a glass of water as a snack?
Yeah, that's a good snack.
That's a pretty good snack.
Yeah. It's just, it's so abundant.
Yeah.
But people don't appreciate it.
Oh, the tap water here is good, in case anyone's wondering.
Water's one of those things that's just everywhere, but like, I didn't like Grand Forks tap water. It just tasted like dirt.
Yeah, you didn't like it because they had to treat it for reasons.
For dirt. But, like, every place here, you could just get tap water. Like, they have, like, little faucets out, like, in all the restaurants. Like, have this tap water. It's good here. Maybe their just treatment process here is better.
Could be. I don't know. I don't know where they get the water that they drink here. Because, I mean, it's not like it's from the ocean. Wow, you drank a whole glass of water. Okay. That's a good snack. I don't know where the water comes from. We should figure that out.
It comes from the lake. There's a lake right next to us.
There is. It's Green Lake.
Yeah, we have a view from our temporary apartment on the top floor, which has like a grill and like a patio.
By top
and a
floor, you mean roof.
The roof.
The roof.
The roof.
The roof of the building has a grill, a couple of grills, a patio.
Like a bar.
A fireplace, a dog run.
Uh-huh.
I kind of wish we had gone with one of those, like, gimmicky apartments that had a bunch of stuff.
They're more expensive than the actual apartment itself.
I know.
Most of the time would be. And also, the thing with those is that you go up there, and at night, when you want to be up there is when all the drunk people are up there.
Yeah, there's 40
and,
other people up there.
Doing their other... We don't want to be a community. If we want to be a
community,
we live in
a
commune
either.
And grow, like, things.
We'd have to move to Portland for that.
We'd have to grow, like, potatoes or whatever, and we'd all make our dinner together.
I'd grow a potato.
Like hippies.
You don't want to live in a commune? That's why I thought we moved out here.
You didn't. No. You said you did not want to do that.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
I almost lived in a commune.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Tell me about this. Was it an accident?
No. Well, no. It was, when, Chrissy was looking for another job.
Uh-huh.
And...
You should explain to the podcast that Chrissy is your ex-wife.
Oh, Chrissy's
they might not know that.
Chrissy is my ex-wife, whom I have a daughter named Zoe with.
Uh-huh. of which whom I have a daughter named Zoe with.
Of which whom.
There's a Dan sent me a text a lot like that last night. Let me see if I can find it.
Don't mess with them.
Hold on.
Okay. I'm holding
on. We'll see if it's still recording when I get back. It's still recording.
Okay. Of which whom?
You know what? I don't feel like searching through my text. I found out. No, don't just take my whole thing.
Let me have a snack.
I will give you some of it.
No, I want a bite off the end.
No, you can't take a bite off the end
of it. I want the bite off the end of it. That's how I eat it.
Well, you're wrong for doing that.
All right. You want to open the pack?
No, I want to hear about how you almost went to commune.
Oh, and then one of the places... Well, she was trying to get like a fellowship doing a thing. And then you had to like live in a certain place.
Uh-huh.
But... We went to look at it. It was just like 12 people living in this one building. And they just shared kitchen and and shared living space. And we're like, oh, it's a commune.
It's either a commune or it's a bunch of kids in college. Yeah. Right.
But this is the same thing.
Not really.
I guess they didn't have a garden.
It's a little bit different. Like a frat house, I wouldn't call a commune. You know? Would you?
Did they share all their things?
Yeah. You call a frat house a commune?
No, they're less... They're more fraternity. They're more brothers than hippies.
I think a commune requires a mindset. Like a cooperative mindset. Rather than just people living together.
Okay.
Like they're trying to be their own little miniature community and they don't need to rely on other people and they group raise babies and stuff.
And then they farm... They make tomatoes and they use people poop as fertilizer.
What? That's not real. You shouldn't do that. There's a reason there's a phrase that says, don't shit where you eat.
You put your poop in the tomatoes.
Don't do that. Don't put your own poop in the tomatoes.
Harvest in a big tomato.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's from Tenacious D, never mind.
Oh, okay.
When they went to the Jesus Ranch.
I don't remember any of that.
It was a big day in Jesus Ranch. Jesus Ranch.
I believe you. I just don't know about it.
Yeah.
That's okay. So you almost lived in a commune and then you didn't.
That's all.
Anyway, you were going to talk about your magic drafting experience.
So, Friday night.
I don't know how we got to communes from there.
Friday night is Friday Night Magic, if you don't know. Mm-hmm. Every week, the local comics or all the local game stores have
Friday Night Magic. Most of the local game stores who have permission to do it.
Yeah. If you're a magic store and
you're an official magic store.
Yeah, whatever, officialed, then you do Friday Night Magic. And you can do whatever formats, but I found that this one is the one that does, every week they do a draft.
Yeah, there's a couple other ones that do drafts every other week.
Yeah.
Which I do want to check out.
Yeah,
I want to see the other game, so I think we should do those too.
We'll do that. So we went there, and they do it at 6:30, and you get to do a draft. So the prize structure is really good because if you win three games, you get 6 packs. If you win 2 games and tie one, you get 4 packs. And if you go 2 and you lose one, you get 3 packs.
Yeah, it's not based on ranking at all.
Yeah, it's just based on your record, which is awesome. So
it's
had 30 people drafting, and you only had to play 3 rounds. So you had a pretty good shot of getting
And it was 3 groups of 10 people, and you were only paired within your own drafting pod.
Yeah.
So that made it even easier.
Yep. The reason they do pair, we won't go into that.
Yeah,
anyway. So then I went 3-0 and I won 6 packs of magic cards, so Holly's gonna open one up and
I'm gonna open one up.
And she's gonna quiz me on the pictures.
Well, we don't really know what else to do with these because the store we came from lets you trade in packs for store credit, but that's not a thing here.
Uh-huh.
So we
unless
might just
others,
sell
other shops,
these.
You can trade them in for store credit.
Maybe. But then you have to go to those shops consistently. I wouldn't want to do that right away.
That's true.
I wouldn't want to get store credit somewhere we're never going to go. Anyway, so we're going to crack a Shadows over Innistrad pack. There's a werewolf on the front.
It's Arlen Cord.
Okay.
She's a werewolf planeswalker. No big deal.
She's a werewolf. I don't think I was wrong in saying there's a werewolf on the front. All right, how are we doing this?
I don't know. Pick an attribute, and then I'll try and guess what the card is from that attribute, and then...
Well, I was going to do flavor text, but that's going to be a little tough.
Well, then we'll expand it from there. Like, if I can't get it by flavor text, you give me another thing.
Okay. Unwavering and loyal, they represent stability in uncertain times. Rem Carolus, Slayer of Angels.
Cathar's Companion.
Yes! There's no flavor text. So we'll do 2/3 zombie horror for 3 mana.
Stitched Mangler.
Yep. That's pretty gross.
Yeah, that's little Gerolf.
As you hear it baying in the distance, you'll feel its breath on your neck.
Hound of the Farbogs?
Jesus! You're 3 for 3. The call of the blessed sleep is not so strong as the call to protect those in need. St. Traft. Ooh, might have stumped him.
Give me another clue.
Sorcery.
Can you say it again? Say
this. The call of the blessed sleep is not so strong as the call to protect those in need. St. Traft.
I don't know.
It's a picture of someone with a sword and shield and a ghost pirate's attacking her.
Oh, is it a sorcerer? Is it white?
Yeah.
Is it 2 colorless and a white?
Yes.
And it gives all your creatures +2/+1?
Yep.
I don't remember what it's called.
Ethereal Guidance.
Ethereal Guidance. I never picked that card in draft.
Angels and Inquisitors terrorize villages, but no one seems to notice the stirring out at sea.
Is it blue?
It is.
Stirring out at sea. Is it a 1/3 creature?
Nope. It's a 2/4 creature.
Is it the Nephalia Explorers? Nope.
Drownyard Explorers.
Well, Nephalia Drownyard. Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that is, so.
That's what I meant. It's a story that you investigate.
It's in the you didn't get it pile.
Oh, shit. I only get one guess.
Apparently. I guess that's I'll give you more guesses.
Okay.
I have yet to find my equal. That's the whole flavor text. Uh-oh. Did we stop recording? We didn't. Okay.
Recording was being weird before. Okay. It was. Oh, I've yet to find my equal.
Yep. 7 words.
Is it Voldaren Duelist?
It is. Did you see it?
No. How would I see it?
I don't know. All right. This doesn't have any flavor text. It's a picture of a chest with an eye in it in a glass jar.
A chest with an eye in it in a glass jar?
Yes. Like a little chest. Like something you'd put on like your jewelry table.
In a glass jar.
Might not be a glass jar. It might be like a platform with a glass cover on it.
Give me another clue.
It's green.
Huh.
It's an enchantment.
Shadows of Nascency.
Yes.
Oh, I see it now. It looks like I thought it was a book.
No, that's a chest.
Yeah, okay. I always assumed it was a book.
All right.
That's why.
This one's a book in a glass jar.
Vessel of...
From within its prison, the book endlessly whispered words of cruelty and spite.
Vessel of Malignancy.
Malignity? Malignity?
Malignity, yeah.
That's not even a word.
Bad thing. Vessel of bad.
Vessel of real bad. To be young again. Olivia Voldaren.
Do I get more than one guess?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a neonate?
I don't know what that means.
Is it?
Is that the title?
The guy.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It's a vampire. I'm sure you wouldn't guess that from Olivia Voltaren.
Young again. Okay, give me another clue.
It's red.
Okay.
It's a creature?
Yeah, well.
Hey!
What's his power and toughness?
4/3.
Gosh, shit. It's 4/3 haste and it has madness.
Yep.
Arrogant.
Nope.
Utes.
Incorrigible Utes.
Incorrigible. Oh, okay, whatever.
Incorrigible.
They're incorrigible.
Prayers will curdle on the tongue and be heard by rotting ears. Oh, Minaldra, geez. The Vizag Atum.
The what?
I don't know what the fuck those words are. Vizag Atum. Visage. No, it's like a. Seems like some sort of race or place.
Okay, give me more hints.
It's a land. There's a door with the picture on it.
Okay, what is the...
It's an upside-down Shadows Over Innistrad symbol.
What's the...
Prayers will curdle on the tongue and be heard by rotting ears.
It's the chapel. Oh, what's it called?
It's not called the chapel of...
No, it's the black-white land.
I don't know what it's called.
I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, it's called Forsaken Sanctuary, and that will be going in the... did not guess.
I'm so bad at this game.
Oh, this is Seattle. On Innistrad, it is seldom wrong to stay indoors.
Is it seldom wrong to stay indoors?
I mean, not here. The name of the card is Seattle. It's not called Seattle. On Innistrad, it is seldom wrong to stay indoors.
What rarity is it? Is it uncommon?
Uncommon.
It is seldom wrong to stay indoors.
Yep.
Give me another hint, please.
Black.
Okay.
Sorcery.
How many guesses do I get?
You haven't even guessed one yet. So
no, but I mean, how many
you get? You get at least one.
It's not Geese's Bidding.
No.
No.
It's 4 mana. 2 and 2 black.
2 and 2 black, and it's a sorcery.
Yep. It's an uncommon black sorcery. You've got a lot of clues here.
No, I know. I'm just trying to figure out what it is.
The only thing it's a man yelling real loud outside, like his hands up.
I don't know it.
Biting Rain.
Biting Rain.
Yep. Seattle.
I'm gonna see. Does the rain bite here?
I think it does in the winter. I think it's like a
cold winter. He's like, I'm being bit by the rain.
Yeah, he doesn't seem happy about it. Does the rain have teeth on it?
Maybe it is teeth. I don't know.
It might be teeth. I wouldn't really be surprised if it rained teeth on it, John. All right, we don't have any flavor text here. It is a dead man and woman. It's Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Oh, that's Ever After.
The glow in their eyes reveals more than anger or madness.
The glow in their eyes.
Keep in mind, this was the rare.
So it's a flip card.
So it's a flip card.
Is there a flavor text on the opposite side of the card? I won't look. I'm not looking. I'm not a cheater.
No. Okay. There is no flavor text on the other side.
The glow in their eyes
reveals more than anger or madness.
The ghost?
Nope.
No, give me more hint.
Werewolf.
That was a werewolf.
I mean, I feel like you can just always reasonably guess it's a werewolf.
Well, I know, but it's not always a werewolf.
No, but it is a werewolf.
I don't know. Well, give me another
hint. It's some werewolves.
Give me another hint.
5-4 for 4 in red.
Gastaff Arsonist?
Yeah. It's some werewolves.
Yeah, there's some werewolves. Not looking. What are you trying to do?
There's no flavor text on this card.
Okay.
It's a guy with like green coming out of his hands. He's got like long white hair and his eyes are bright white and he's got like a cape or something behind him.
Is it Audric?
And there's some shit happening. It's like some stuff floating in the air.
Well, what type of card is it?
Creature?
It's not a legendary creature.
Creature. Human, shaman, werewolf.
Oh, it's a foil flip. Oh, no, it's a rare flip.
It's a rare flip.
Sage of the Natternals?
Nope.
No,
It is a sage.
He's a sage of the... He's like a hermit.
He's a sage of old stories.
Sage of ancient lore.
Yeah! And then we got a marker and an angel token.
Yay, we got a rare flip.
Yay! Cool. So what are your plans for the next week? Mine are to go to work, and then hopefully move into my apartment Saturday.
My plans are go to my, I have an interview.
You're getting a haircut tomorrow.
I'm getting a haircut. I'm going to a haircut store to get a haircut.
Guys, if you Google haircut store, it knows what you mean. We found that out today.
I don't know why you thought it was weird that I'm going to the haircut store.
I was skeptical of the phrasing.
So, I mean, literally, it's the haircut store.
I know, it's the haircut
store. They sell you haircuts.
I know that they do. When I think of a store, though, I think of their selling you a physical thing, not a service, you know? You know what I mean.
What about the...
Tell me all about how there's another store that doesn't sell you a physical thing. And they call it a store.
The money store.
Okay, that's called a bank, not a store.
It's the money store. It's the money store.
It's the money store, you're right. We need to find a new money store here. So much stuff is relying on us having, like, an actual address
right now. There's Wells Fargo's, though.
Yeah. But yeah, like, we can't get a driver's license, we can't transfer car insurance, we can't transfer our bank accounts, like, we can't do anything until we get... Address.
Did you open another pack? That was fun. We could just do it after the podcast.
Yeah, we'll just do it after the podcast.
If you want to know what cards we got in our magic card pack,
that we will tweet them.
We will tweet
them. We'll tweet a picture of them, so you can go look at our Twitter page. Uh-huh. And while you're there, send us a tweet. Mm-hmm. We are at Aha Podcast.
And if there are any segments that you'd like to hear about, or any segments that you dislike, let us know, and we will either not listen to you, or
we'll do it. Obviously, the podcast is a bit light on our normal segments since we don't have any of our stuff here. Mm-hmm. We don't have any rich people jokes here.
I got a rich people joke.
Oh, it's a rich people joke. Are you making this up right now?
Why don't rich people...
Take Serenity out anymore? Take Serenity out anymore. I don't think that joke works. Why don't you say the real joke so I can say it?
Okay, you have to play along with it. You can't just say
Tweet the answer to us. Or...
So the joke is, why doesn't Mal take Serenity out anymore?
It's a good joke. It's a good question.
If you know the answer, tweet at us.
Or email us at, you can email us ahapodcast@gmail.com or go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/ahapodcast. Uh-huh. If you don't want to do any of those things, call us if you have our phone number.
If you got our phone, you can just send us a text message.
I've had that happen before.
We did have a listener sent us a tweet about something I don't understand.
What was it?
Something about what happened after the bugs.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
Perfect. At least we're both clueless.
I want to know what happens after the bugs.
But... I don't know what that means.
Anyway. We saw some bugs at the zoo.
We did see some bugs at the zoo. There were a lot of snakes at the zoo. They have, like, we got bored of snakes because there were so many snakes.
More snakes.
They have a lot of birds, too, like a ton of birds.
Yeah, some of them are cool.
Some are cool.
You like the lake birds.
You like the toupee bird.
Toupee bird?
Yeah, toupee bird. He looks like a puppet. Toupee.
Yeah, the emu looks like...
He looks like a toupee with, like, a puppeteer's hand on it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right,
do you want to sign off the podcast? We got to go finish this movie that we mistakenly started. Yeah. I like it, but you didn't. You want to sign off the podcast?
Goodbye, Strawberry.